Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump campaign is barnstorming in several swing states as Election Day closes in. The president held his first of five rallies today in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says the U.S. economy's done really well on his watch.
Next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country. Under my leadership, our economy is now growing at the fastest rate ever recorded, 33.1%. Just announced last week. We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months. It's a number that we never even thought possible. Nobody did. Nobody thought it was possible.
The annualized rate of expansion, 33.1%, was in the July to September period. Growth is expected to slow significantly in the fourth quarter. And according to factcheck.org, a project of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, the economy lost nearly 4 million jobs under Trump. Some of the biggest losses occurred during the onset of the pandemic and mandated closures. The president's trying to fend off growing public disapproval for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has affected the lives of virtually every voter. Former Vice President Joe Biden brought that message to Cleveland, Ohio today.
Folks, Ohio, one more day. One more day. Tomorrow we have an opportunity to put an end to a presidency that's divided this nation. Tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation.
People listen to Biden from their cars, hence the honking. The Biden campaign's also hitting that point on coronavirus real hard in other key states like Pennsylvania, Florida, and Georgia, where the 9 million Americans have been infected with coronavirus, and the disease has killed more than 230,000 people in the U.S. Election night 2020 will look different after a record number of early votes were cast amid this pandemic. NPR's Amy Held reports the results from a handful of key swing states may not be known until the end of the week, even longer.
It's an election like no other.
We're seeing more early in-person and mail ballots than we've seen in the history of the United States, dramatically more.
Lawrence Norden is the director of the Election Reform Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Many states have been processing votes for days, including Arizona, California, and Florida. But others, including swing states Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, must wait until Election Day to even open an envelope, meaning those results could take days. Norden says the processes are in place for reliable counting.
It may take a little longer, but I think at this point the American public understands that.
Nevertheless, Norden says to anticipate litigation, particularly if the race is close. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News. With coronavirus cases growing exponentially around the world, England will go into a second lockdown on Thursday. NPR's Frank Langfitt has the latest from London.
Pubs and restaurants will close while schools and universities will remain open. After a quiet summer, cases have rebounded this fall. One reason? Lack of social distancing. In addition, over the summer, Britain's brought back a variant of the virus from holidays in Spain, a variant that makes up 90% of recent sequences in the UK, according to new research. Emma Hodcroft is an epidemiologist at the University of Bern.
If people who were more likely to go to Spain also just happened to be people who were more likely to, for example, attend indoor gathering events where transmission was easier, then that could have given this virus a big foothold into spreading in Britain.
The new restrictions are supposed to last until early December. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
The painstaking search for earthquake survivors in western Turkey has delivered more reason to hope. Two children were found alive today. Local media report a 14-year-old spent 58 hours trapped in the rubble, and a 3-year-old was rescued from another building after spending 65 hours under the debris. The magnitude 7.0 quake that struck in the Aegean Sea 3 days ago has killed dozens of people and injured hundreds in Izmir and on the Greek island of Samos. The vast majority of the victims were in Turkey. Evacuations underway along northern Nicaragua's border with Honduras, where forecasters project as much as 25 inches of rain will fall. The National Hurricane Center predicts Hurricane Eta will make landfall by tomorrow. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.